Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Genesis chapter number 3, while you're finding your place in Genesis 3:22, remember the story about Adam and Eve in the garden, and God created all of it, and he said, God told Adam, of all the tree in the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of one tree, that tree belongs to me. Don't eat of that tree. And what was that tree? The knowledge of good and evil. Adam, that tree belongs to me. Don't eat of that tree. Because in the day that you eat of it, thou shalt surely die. Okay. But he also said, all the other trees, have at it, have at it. And we're going to find that there's another tree, I believe it was right beside the tree of knowledge of good and evil. It's called the tree of life. For you old folk, remember the old saying on the back 40 somewhere? I don't believe that God put the tree of life on the back 40 somewhere, hid it back there in the garden meeting. I believe it was in the midst of the garden where Adam could get to it freely, just like the knowledge of good and evil. Adam had a choice. There's a tree of life, or the tree of death. He chose the tree of death, knowledge of good and evil. What happened? Sin came into this world, and death by sin. So something, look in Genesis 3:22. And remember, I did not write this. And the Lord God said, behold, the man has become as one of us to know good and evil. Now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat. And what does the next four words say? And remember, God said that, I didn't. If Adam would have ate of the tree of life, he would still be here today in a sinful body. And that's why you read the next couple of verses. So that's why he had to drive them out of the Garden of Eden. Matter of fact, that word that we see, the word in verse number 24, the word is drove. It's actually a violent word that Adam didn't go freely of his own choice, and who can blame him? Adam, you got to leave. And Adam and Eve did not want to leave the Garden of Eden. So he had to drive them out. And again, pardon the expression, I can just see Adam hanging on the trees. I don't want to leave it. Hanging on. He had to drive him out of the garden. And then he put those cherubims at the entrance of the garden with flaming swords so they could not enter back in the garden. So he wouldn't eat of the tree of life and live forever. So we see that. Now turn me to Ezekiel 47, back to Ezekiel 47. By the way, do y'all believe that?
Amen.
What the Word of God says, I believe it. Okay? Isaiah, Ezekiel 47. That same tree that we find in the Garden of Eden that God himself said, if Adam eats of that fruit in a sinful body, he'll live forever. Now look in Ezekiel 47. Remember now, this is the time of the millennium. Ezekiel 45, 46, 47, 40, that's the millennial reign of Christ. And Ezekiel 47, we find a tree. Look with me in verse number 12, if you will. And by the river, remember, this is the millennium. Upon the bank thereof, and on this side and on that side, shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. And it shall bring forth fruit according to its months, because of their waters they issued out of that sanctuary, and their fruit thereof shall be for meat, and their leaf thereof for medicine. We won't need this tree. We're going to have a glorified body. We're going to have a body like Christ. Amen and amen. And all God's people said,
amen.
I can't wait. He could come today. I took some medicine this morning. You can't tell it. Maybe you can tell it. For my high blood pressure and my thyroid and my cholesterol. And I took vitamins and all. And there's one day I ain't going to need to take that. When the Lord comes, I'm going to have a new body. Perfect. I won't need this. Now we're going to find in Revelation 3, we can have access to it. We can eat of that, but we don't need it. Are you following? The people who entered into the millennium in their physical bodies, they will need this. And they will have access to this tree that we just read, because it says that the fruit thereof shall be for meat, they can eat of it, and then the leaf thereof for medicine, that therapeutic idea. They will be able to eat of that and they can live forever just the same way. Y'all think I'm crazy, don't you? I told the Bible class Thursday, because we're looking at this on Thursday Bible class. I may be a nut, but I'm on the right bolt. Y'all think I'm crazy.
Amen.
You'd have to say that. But the same tree of life that was in the Garden Eden, God's going to put it right back in the millennium. And people have access to that, and they have the potential to live forever. Now, let's go one more place. Revelation chapter number 22. Again, this is a new heavens and new earth. This is eternity. Okay, he's created the new heavens and new earth. And let's begin in verse number 1, Revelation 22. And he showed me a river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Remember, this is the new Jerusalem now. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life. That same tree that was in the Garden of Eden, that same tree that was in the millennium, that same tree now is in eternity. And notice, there would bear 12 manner of fruit and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. The word nations is that word ethnos. There will be different groups of people who live forever. By the way, you know, God is a God of variety. We sing that song, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Forever there will be an ethnicity of people of different nations. Interesting. But they won't have but one language. I talk about that. They won't be speaking Japanese and German and English and all in their own native tongue, whatever you would call it. That in eternity we all have one language, even though we have different colors, different nations, it all be one language. That's a whole nother lesson. But I want you to see that tree of life, once again, is back in vogue. That people will live forever in their physical body. And I didn't get to the point where people will die. Let me give you this. In the millennium, there will be people who will die, and we'll talk about that next week. Who are these people that will die in the millennium? These are unbelievers. These are people who reject Jesus Christ during the millennial reign of Christ. And we'll look at that next week. Let me add, we had a good discussion this past Thursday in Bible class. There's only been one way of salvation in the Old Testament and New Testament and in the tribulation and in the millennium. There's always been just one way. And that's placing their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. It's never been by keeping the law. It's never been by doing good works. It's never been anything but placing their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. I'm going to be preaching this morning about the Passover lamb. And I can't wait to preach this morning. That in the Old Testament, as they were bringing their little lambs to the priest to be sacrificed, that pointed to Christ. They were looking toward the Christ. We're now looking back. What Jesus did for us on the cross of Calvary, placing our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. It's always been one way. It's never been different plans of salvation. Even during the millennium, people are going to be saved the same way, by placing their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And those who say no to Christ, they'll die. And we'll talk about that next week. These are unbelievers who reject Jesus Christ, because he's going to rule with a rod of what? You know what a rod of iron does? And I'm going to close this. Kind of thump some on her head. I shouldn't point at you, but maybe thump them on her head. A rod of iron. He's going to rule them with a rod of iron. I shouldn't say this, but I am, because my ADD is really kicking in. It's my way or the highway. When Jesus rules, nobody's going to impeach him. Nobody's going to change it. You know, elections. For 1,000 years, he's going to rule that glorious golden age where he's going to rule. But there's going to be a lot of people who are going to follow him, and God's going to deal with that.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Is our prayer.